Hawaii needs an additional 65,000 housing units statewide by 2025. That's according to a projection by the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. Getting there will require more public infrastructure like water, sewage, and electricity. Building 65,000 new homes and apartments means connecting 65,000 new dwellings to public utilities. Experts say the most efficient way to do that is by increasing density in areas that are already linked to those services. That can still take years, though. Tim Houghton is with the City and County of Honolulu's Department of Environmental Services.
Sewer upgrades, pump station upgrades, these kind of large programs, large wastewater projects, they do take time. What we need to know is, where is the development happening?
In some cases, new housing development can't even get approved until increased sewer capacity is installed, which can take years to complete. Once new sewer lines are ready, those homes still need water. 40% of the state's new housing need is on Oahu. And the good news for that island is there's plenty of water to meet demand. But
we got a million people on this island using half the water. So is there enough resources? Yeah, but not quite in the Honolulu area where we are pumping close to the sustainable yield.
That's Barry Usagawa with the Honolulu Board of Water Supply. Water regulators have established pumping limits for each of Oahu's 24 aquifers to make sure they aren't depleted. Keeping everyone supplied without going over those sustainable limits takes 2,000 miles of pipeline distributing water across the island. That infrastructure is already in place. So Usagawa says when it comes to new development, it's all about location.
Are you placing those developments in areas where we have the system capacity? Because you're not adding tens of miles of pipeline that has to be repaired and replaced over time.
So we've got water and sewer, but all those pumps and treatment plants don't work without one thing, electricity. Rodney Chong with Hawaiian Electric says to do construction on the scale that's needed, all the utilities have to work together.
We may compare these scenarios and find out that in this scenario, it's easier for Hawaiian Electric, but it's going to be a long project for the water supply, for example. So all these combinations kind of got to be looked at holistically.
That kind of planning will be key to keeping project costs down and the housing units affordable. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.